This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 7 after the hour, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of several expert voices and brains, minds that get put into motion before their mouths get put into motion. They would be, in order of importance, Well, it depends on how you're reading my mind. Victoria Keelan is very important to the DJV show, a cog in the wheel there of importance. Joe Crummy, who does a podcast daily called Evil Thoughts, appropriately named because he's just a bad guy. And
I am.
So we need him to balance out. Victoria's a good person, so we need to balance that with somebody who's bad, and that's why you're here. And then we have Rich McFadden, who lurks sort of on the good side some days and the bad side other days, so it kind of evens things out.
He wants to be evil like me, but he wants to be just like you
when he grows up, I know.
I'm Doug Steffen.
Let's go through the top stories according to Talkers Magazine for the week of May 7th to the 11th. At number 10, the usual sports stuff. I don't know if there was anything outstanding in Major League Baseball action. Playoff action, except that it's too late to be playing basketball. I say that every year because what do I know? I don't know and I don't care. And so it's reflected. So I turn to the two of you, the good and the bad. Good goes first. Victoria, anything exciting from the world of sports that you've observed? Your husband is in the sports business, producing programs, podcasts, that sort of thing. So
yeah.
What do you hear from him that's hot?
Oh, my God. Like, I can't follow my own stuff?
Well,
really?
Either or.
Oh, Joe.
You know what? I'll just say that, you know, speaking of baseball, that we let you win one last night at Yankee Stadium, Doug. We let you win one game, but that's
the Red Sox won over the Yankees. The Yankees just suck.
I don't follow baseball, but even I know how ridiculous that statement is.
No, Yankees are really high. Look, the Red Sox are a great team. There's no question. But the Yankees have been out of control for the last 17, 18 days. And we let you win one last night.
Well, that's because they cheat. They overplay, pay their players.
God.
They get, it's too much money.
Spoken like a true Boston
Come over
fan.
To the evil side. Come over to the dark side. Right?
I do that once a week with you. That's enough.
That's
as evil as I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Victoria, back to you. What do you think are the important sports stories? I don't care what your husband thinks. I want to know what you think.
Well, I thought, speaking of Yankees, Red Sox, I thought that the announcement this week that Yankees and Red Sox are going to play each other at Wembley Stadium,
That's a good story.
That's a 55,000-seat stadium, and it just shows that this is the first time an MLB game, correct me, Joe, if I'm wrong, but
I think no, you're right.
Time,
I just read this. Yep.
Yeah, that it's ever going to be played in the U.K., and I think it's really interesting because they have cricket and they think baseball is sort of a ripoff of cricket. So
and rounders.
Kind of
rounders.
Cool. Yeah, I think it'll be kind of cool to expand American sports around the world. So
yeah.
I thought that was a great story.
Yeah, they say that 20% of British school children play rounders, and which is sort of like baseball, except it's not, but it's kind of close. And so they're expecting
sort of like
to know
baseball,
that.
But it's not. I like that.
Well, it is. Well, yeah, and I don't know if you run the bases the same way. I mean, this is kind of weird because they were talking about
you run the bases backwards,
right? That they're not too clear on which way to go,
right.
And that's sort of like embedded in our DNA. You know, it's like if you run to third base, it's kind of like what? I mean, it would make it. I'd have a heart attack if somebody did that. But apparently, that might happen. They play the game in England, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Well, what's your favorite sports story of the week, Doug?
The Framingham High School Flyers beat the Natick Spartans in a baseball game, and they also beat them in track and field. All right. So that was
riveting.
It. Yeah.
Well, I mean, does Framingham still think? Here's the thing, though. I mean, I used to work in Framingham. Do you guys still think that you're better than Natick?
Of course.
I know, but I knew.
Better than
it was
Natick,
always a little dumpy town next door. I know what you think of Natick. I know that.
Well, you were working in Natick at this. I don't know if you knew this or not. I don't think we were on the air at the same time off against one another, but we were on opposing radio stations. I was on the Framingham radio station when you were on the Natick radio station.
Oh,
I don't
know
if you
we remember when your tower. Hey, we remember when your tower blew over.
It fell into the pond. Yeah, it did do that.
We're laughing at you people. That's
well, and also in sports that isn't just, you know, in your backyard. I don't know if any of you guys, I'm a hockey fan, even though Doug never believes me, but, you know, we're down to the final four teams for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Winnipeg against the Vegas Golden Knights, which is a really cool story. That's their first year as a franchise, and they're already in the playoffs. And then Tampa Bay against the Washington Capitals on the other side, so...
Because they got to steal the best players from every other team in the league.
Can I ask you?
There's Rich McFadden, that phantom voice of cynicism.
Hey, you know what? Who was Stanley, by the way? I'd like to know. You must know.
Lord Stanley
got lost in Africa.
You know, because some guy with, you know, his cup, what happened to his cup? We got his cup.
Oh, the Stanley. I thought you were talking about Dr.
Stanley Cup.
Stanley Livingston. It's not the same guy.
Yeah, I remember that, too. But, I mean, like, who was, but the Stanley Cup was named after whom? Rich, you probably know everything. What is
Lord Stanley.
Yeah, Lord Stanley.
Seriously?
Yeah, for real. That's why
some big
Lord
guy.
Stanley's Lord? Cup. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's put Joe into the time machine and let him go back a
seriously?
Few years.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Seriously.
Yeah, right. All right. 13 and change past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Now a focus on your health and well-being. Please, as you're listening to this, let's do a recap of how well you're feeling. If you're not feeling so well, is it because you got achy bones? If you don't have the right things keeping your bones apart, as you get older, they get creaky and kind of rusty. Inflammation develops. Joint comfort is very important. That's where krill oil comes in. You may be now hearing for the first time in the last year or so how important krill oil is, because it supports the bursa, which is a lubricating function in the joints. When you bend your knees, your arms, I have a twisted finger this week, and I need some of this krill oil to relieve the twisted finger. It helps every joint in your body. So that's half the reason to get krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. The other reason, actually there are three reasons. So the second of three is the omega-3 fish oil, which is great for your cardiovascular health. Doctors say, especially we have on our Good Day Health segment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a noted cardiologist, says that omega-3s are really the most important thing to getting the blood around your body into your brain, keep it healthy and working well, your muscles, all your organs. So that's number two of three. And then there's CoQ10 in krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 gives you energy, or as my grandson says, injury. It's good for you, helps in every way, it's powerful, and it's yours free. What'd you say? Purity is so sure krill omega 50 plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle so you can put it to the test. Here's the way you do that. You call 800-355-1493 right now while you're thinking about it and order the free bottle. They'll ask you to pay a couple of bucks for shipping. It's all right, no big deal, because I don't know how much this stuff costs, actually. 50 bucks, 70 bucks, I don't know. But it's a month's supply, and no matter what it costs, it's going to be well worth it. But it doesn't cost you anything to get in on the deal, so call now for your free bottle. Test it out yourself. 800-355-1493. You'll feel the difference in 7 days. You will. So don't discuss it. Just don't even think about it. Just pick up the phone and do it. 800-355-1493 to claim your free bottle of Purity's Krill Omega 50 plus with CoQ10. 800-355-1493. It's free.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had, and you know, I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it's it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
It makes me proud that my listeners have been providing so much support to the Purple Heart Foundation. Your car and cash donations are helping every day to make a difference in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and I'm not just talking about the emotional and psychological challenges either. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous red tape associated with receiving benefits. It's heartbreaking to think about how many veterans just give up. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation are dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org.
All right, we continue on now. We're moving at a snail's pace. Let's get to number 9, which is really a hot story, and I don't mean this is not a pun. Victoria and I have been talking about this all week, the volcano in Hawaii and the disruption. We're up to 300 football fields or something. I don't know how many.
88 football fields.
88 football
yeah,
fields.
Yeah, 36 homes or buildings have been destroyed.
Yeah. Have you watched the video? Have you watched? Do you understand the impact of the heat that comes from the core of the earth? This is molten lava that is 18,000 degrees when it pops open this pimple in the earth's surface and is blowing out rocks the size of a refrigerator up 3,000-4,000 feet into the air and then back down again. And people are trying to stop it by putting up boards. I mean, what is the matter with these?
I saw a video of it slowly, the lava creeping through a metal fence and just dissolving the metal fence.
It dissolves everything.
Oh,
yeah, you cannot stop it.
No, and plus the fact you can't imagine how hot it is, but if you realize that the earth is, we have a crust on the earth, and then what's underneath, when you go down 12,500 miles into the core, remember that corny movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth or whatever it was? I forget who the star was, about 20 years ago. And this machine goes down in to keep the earth from blowing up. But it does do a job of depicting how hot it is. The sun, and what you see of the sun, is what's going on in the center, because the same gases in the center of our earth, and that stuff's cooking all the time, and it pushes, sometimes there's the excess of activity, it needs to find a hole in the surface, and that's really what a volcano is.
Can we talk about people building homes on volcanoes and in flood zones?
Yeah.
And, you know, I get it, it's beautiful, but I heard a guy on the radio this week say, we just finished paying off our home, and now we don't have insurance. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You moron.
I do. You're going to buy another home, and you're going to get insurance and keep it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You learn your lesson?
You know, when you land on the big island, the thing that struck me when we landed, I was looking around, and I was seeing all this really sort of weird, dark hillside action, and the road was on the dark, weird action, and I realized this is all lava. It's all lava.
Oh, yeah, it's all rock. That's what it is. All the Pacific islands are that way. Every island of the Pacific is built on molten rock or on volcanoes that are under the ocean. That's what they're all about.
As soon as you get out of the plane, the airport is on a lava plane.
Rock.
I mean, you land right there and you're looking at it. Oh,
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am the leader of the band, ex officio, of course, because everybody is a leader in their own right and in their own mind, especially when it comes to crummy. It's 23 and change past the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio for this past week, second full week of the month of May. We are at 8, and this is a focus on Victoria, go back to you, being the New Yorker. Joe Crummy is in Los Angeles. Rich is in Washington. I'm in Boston. The Attorney General, Mr. Schneiderman, appears to be a pig. That's the headline. Where do we go from there?
What's going on with those people up there in New York, Victoria?
Yeah.
What is it? They can't What's get a crummy person in that seat.
Right. There's no problem with anybody like that in Washington where you are, Richie.
Right. Not at all.
You.
Yeah. Right. Well, the Schneiderman thing is just, it's extra, it's awful, choking women and saying it's role-playing and just really it's just blatant abuse. But beyond that, the hypocrisy of it that has a lot of people extra upset is that he's the guy who went after Harvey Weinstein. He has been the sort of champion, the male champion of the hashtag MeToo movement, and he's campaigned on it, and I'm pro-women, and he was going to take down Harvey Weinstein. He's such a bad guy, and he ends up being just as creepy in a different way. So that's, I don't know, the whole thing is just sickening.
So do we want to, I don't want to waste a lot of time on it. I think that if people don't know, haven't heard it around the country, the story, which has gotten a lot of national circulation, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Because it wouldn't be number 8 on the countdown story list if it hadn't. But it's still, it's more of the same old stuff. And then sort of to follow up on that, this week there was an article published with Weinstein's wife. You want to give us a thumbnail sketch of that, Victoria,
yeah,
what she had to say first time out?
Her first interview since the whole scandal broke. They officially got divorced in January. Her name is Georgina Chapman. She's the lead designer for Marquesa, which is a red carpet brand that dresses a lot of major celebrities in Hollywood. And so she is featured in the June issue of Vogue and said that she had no idea what was going on. She's humiliated. She's
broken.
That? I actually do. I really do. And people who know her, who are good friends with her, said they didn't know that Harvey was up to this kind of stuff either. So it's just it's a very sad interview to read. She breaks down crying multiple times. She fears for her two daughters.
Everybody in Hollywood knew it. How did she not know?
How could she not know? I mean, they were making jokes about him at the Academy Awards. I mean, I don't want to get it. I don't think she knew.
Well, she said she was incredibly naive. She didn't realize how naive she was. And I don't think she had any idea the kind of creepy stuff he was really doing. And I don't think she ever thought that her husband had assaulted 100 women. So, and she, you know, she has two young daughters. Look, I don't normally defend women who are married to creeps because I think that they do know. In this case, though, I don't think she knew. I really don't. They have a huge age difference, too.
That's
the thing. A lot of people now say everyone in Hollywood knew, but at the time, that wasn't really the case. Now everybody says, oh, yeah, we always knew about Harvey. But that's really not the case. That's why when Seth MacFarlane made those jokes at the Oscars like 5 years ago, people kind of thought, what the hell is he talking about? So it really isn't the case that everybody knew.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Schneiderman, you know, that I thought was get back to Schneiderman. The sex stuff was weird. I mean, there's no question at all about it. You're exactly right about the hypocrisy and all that. But the other thing about him that really struck me as weird is he was this really weird sort of evil control freak, too, and the way he would destroy their sense of dignity and the way he would destroy their sense
of
ego.
Careers.
He was a control freak. You know, he was really bad, and how he would control them, too, is creepy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And
even the way you say it.
You know what else is creepy, Joe? The way you're talking right now.
It's kind of turning me on. I'm getting kind of, I got to have a cigarette.
All right. Joe has plenty of evil thoughts like that. Check out his Evil Thoughts podcast, iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. It's there every single day, so if you don't get them today, you can get them tomorrow. It's 28 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen presenting the Talk Radio Review, done in cooperation with the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry. So because the stations that carry this program are news talk, the idea is that you need some interesting support. What are the big stories you've been listening this week? You know what the big stories are on your station, so we compare them. The research is done over hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of programs with hundreds of hosts, so that you kind of get a feel, the drift, if you will, of what's going on conversationally. And we've gone through number 10, which is sports conversation, the Hawaiian volcanoes, number 9, number 8, the accusations against Mr. Schneiderman in New York. Now, number 7 is the West Virginia primary race, where Blankenship or Blankenwunk or Blanken, whatever his name is, blanked out. He is a zero. I'll give you that much.
And that's about what he got, zero. Everybody made this big thing about how if he wins, and Trump even came out and said, please don't vote for him, vote for anybody else.
Yep.
And then the guy came up dead last by a mile.
Good. So does that mean Trump has, I'm loath to ask this question because I don't like all the interpretive stuff that goes on, but we are here to give you our observations, because that's what a lot of the good folks in talk radio, once you get the news, okay, what do you think, how do you opine on a particular story? So, Victoria, you didn't... Victoria Keelan is here with Joe Crummy and Rich McFadden. Victoria, you didn't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to come up with a review of this guy, right?
Well, I think the best thing is everybody, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, I think everybody can agree this guy was not fit for office, and whether it was Trump's anti-endorsement.
How do guys like this even get the traction to think that they can? I mean, he got so much notoriety.
He got 19% of the vote.
Yeah, so how does somebody that's this bad under the circumstances, for those of you who don't know the story, he ran a mining company in West Virginia that every violation in the book was going on in these mines, and there were all kinds of incidents and people getting injured and killed and stuff, and didn't he go to jail?
Was it just one year?
Okay, yeah. Whatever. He got three years. And he did 1 year.
He claimed that he took the fall for other people who were responsible. So maybe the 19% were the people who fell for that line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So anyway, we've got Patrick Morrissey up against Joe Manchin, the incumbent.
Yeah. What are those guys like, Richie? What do we know about those
Patrick
guys?
Morrissey is more your kind of run of the mill, not extremist kind of Republican.
Yeah.
So he should be able to put up a good.
So he's an unusual Republican because he's not an extremist in this day and age.
Well, if you listen to the press, yes.
Yeah. Well, I think honestly, you know, I have. I'm a sort of libertarian. I lean to the right when it comes to politics and fiscal matters and stuff, but I don't appreciate being told what to do in the privacy of my own home. It's none of your business. So therefore, the libertarian streak comes out in me, and I find more and more people who are claiming to be Republicans these days are all about trying to control what's going on in my life. It's none of their damn business. So that's why I'm out. And
welcome
so are
to being
a
woman.
Right. Yep. I mean, who the hell are you to tell me how to live my life? It's none of your business. Get the hell out of my face.
Yep.
But that's more and more what people in certain parts of the country, I don't know where they think this comes from, but the morality of this is so immoral as far as I'm concerned. It is, but that's me.
Well, for me, it's not the morality. For me, it's when what you do in your private life affects me financially. That's when I start to go, excuse me.
What's an example of that?
Drug abuse. It could be a good example. Alcoholism would be a good example.
Yep. Okay. I'll buy that.
Paying for abortions would be a good example.
Maybe driving.
If you
want to
get one? That's up to you. But my tax dollars? No.
Yeah. Okay.
But there are no taxes that pay for abortions.
Yeah, but they help to fund the clinics that help you get more information about.
Well, but that's a ruse.
But that's totally different. Okay. Yeah,
well,
that's totally different.
Let's agree on the alcoholism and the drug abuse, okay?
All right.
If you could drive your car and somehow guarantee me that you wouldn't hit me, I wouldn't mind if you were drunk when you were driving, but you can't, so don't.
Yeah. Right.
Well, how's that sound?
How does that fit into this, what we're talking about here?
The right-wing extremist that people call me sometimes is...
Oh, I don't think you're a right-wing extremist at all.
But
who says that?
No, you wouldn't.
No.
But I get lumped into this crowd in the media all the time.
Oh, I do too.
Because I'm a white guy, because I'm a conservative, because I'm a Republican.
Well,
I sound angry.
So let me just do... I'm going to take a side trip here for a minute. One of the things that is troublesome and gets, in some circumstances, appropriately hung on white Republicans, this is something that makes it very difficult for you to generalize, or us or anybody to generalize, but there's so much of it going on now. White cops and their attack on black Americans, the latest this week, you can tell by looking at this guy, he's a moron, goes after a black kid in front of a Waffle House, chokes him because he's with his sister at the prom. Huh? What's the matter with you? Is it that difficult for some white people to realize that black people have a reason for being? They have a right to an existence here? And just because
a white cop attacked a black kid because he was with his sister at the prom?
Yes.
Yes. That's on video.
That's exactly what happened. Look at the video of him in front of the Waffle House.
This black kid is in his tuxedo from the prom, and he's
there's no
he's
other backstory
choked.
Here. It was just
no.
because he was with his sister.
Yep.
I'm going to choke this kid because he's with his sister.
That's exactly what
it's
happened.
That simple.
That simple.
Well, that
he was
guy
following.
Should be,
he,
that
he
guy
followed.
Should be hung.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that kind
did
of
you
know,
say that he's black and she was white?
The white girl, yeah, he took a white girl to the prom. And the white girl's brother doesn't like it. He was a cop on duty. He's following him around. And when they get out of the prom and they go to the Waffle House after the prom, he goes after this guy. So
it's all caught on video.
Now you're telling more of the story. So the black guy was with the white girl who just happened to be the cop's sister.
Yeah.
So the cop attacked the black guy, not so much because he was a cop, but because he was angry that his sister was out.
Yeah, but he was on duty,
guy.
And he spent his duty time running around following these guys in the car.
No, okay. But,
got it?
But the guy's wearing a bulletproof vest. The way choking the kid.
Right. The way you said it before, it made me think that just a cop went after this black kid for no reason. It's just a moron who happens to be a cop.
but there are way too many of them.
Is a racist.
That's the problem.
Right. Is a racist because.
Let's take the cop out of it. There was a young, not a young.
Yes, take the cop out of it. It's unfortunate that he's a cop. It's ridiculous that he's a cop. He shouldn't be a cop if he's that much of a racist.
But I just want to go on to another story.
But you were kind of saying it as though it's a problem with cops.
It is a problem with cops. Too many cops, white cops, are chasing black guys around, or women, or whatever it is that they're doing. Did you see the video Monday of this past week? There was a video that was released of a black guy was arrested.
Stop it. You are watching CNN, and you are watching the 1% or 2%, let's say 3%
I'm not even
of bad
saying
cops,
it could be
and you are
one
making a blanket statement about
1%.
Every single cop.
No.
So my brother
has
worked in the worst neighborhood in Washington, D.C.
No, I'm not.
No.
With black people. Not going to hang that on me.
The only white people in my brother's neighborhood where he's a cop are the other cops.
Yep. Okay.
No, but he's not saying that at all.
But you always get this way when I talk about him because this is it's a nerve.
I refuse to.
It's something that should be addressed. Not just cops, but black and white relationships in 2018.
Agreed.
It would seem to me, here's this graduate student, a woman at Yale University, who goes into her dormitory this week, sees a black woman asleep on a couch and calls the cops because she's asleep. A black woman, how dare you sleep in my lounge? The black woman is a dormitory resident who was doing her homework and was tired and fell asleep on the couch. This girl comes in and sees her and calls the cops. What the hell's the matter with you people? That's the point I'm making.
And that's a good point.
Thank you.
I'm down with that one.
All right, Richie, thank you.
But, Rich, I know your brother's a cop, but if you don't, I mean, there's no way you can say that there isn't a problem in this country between white cops and black citizens.
Sure. 3%, 2%, 1% of cops are bad.
Yep.
Root them
I'd
out.
Say that was
Get
right.
rid
yep.
of them.
That's the point.
But do
thank
not
you.
Sit there on the radio, on nationally syndicated radio, and just act like CNN and say all cops are racist.
He didn't say that, though.
Yes, but the implication sounded like
He's,
it.
You
That's the danger.
Yeah, I think you're extra sensitive to it. That's
you
not what he's saying.
You and I have always argued about that, and I
That's
apologize.
That's not what he's saying.
I sort of backhandedly apologize sometimes.
You told the story of just a white cop attacking a black kid.
Because that video
saying,
went viral. The
know,
video
but,
went
but
viral. That's why we know
backstory.
About it.
You didn't
the
tell
backstory.
The backstory about how the guy was mad that the guy was dating his sister.
Yeah,
but
he did.
I didn't,
That's
you
exactly
let me finish the story.
Right, only after I drew it out with him when I said...
No, that's exactly what he said from the beginning.
Okay. I want to put everybody to sleep well. Richie has been, he spent 22 years baiting me like this. You realize that, Victoria?
That's my job.
It's been for maybe 23 years. How long has it been? 22, 23 years.
22
years. You've been baiting me with this kind of stuff, and I fall for it every time like a dummy. All right.
I got my Doug Steffen hook on my fishing rod right here. Got him again.
All right. If you don't get enough rest... It's something we want to fix here. If you can't fall asleep and stay asleep, it's because you're either sleeping with McFadden or you've got something else going on in your life that keeps you from getting a good night's sleep, probably a bad pillow. So it's time for you to try My Pillows. Now you'll get a great night's sleep. You can get the rest that you deserve, that you need. And right now, they have a fabulous offer. So don't miss out. Order your My Pillows today. Get four of them and pay for two of them. So 50% off, basically. Two premium pillows. They can be soft, medium, hard, whatever you want. They've got this internal, what would you call it, Victoria? It's sort of, It's not a foam, but however this guy who came up with MyPillow, he
it's
created
like a space age
filling.
Yeah.
And it's so good you can wash it and dry it.
Yep, that's the
keep it clean.
If you don't buy it for any other reason, buy it for the fact that you can just throw it in the washer.
Right.
Yep.
Because all the other pillows you got
things.
Are loaded with mites and disgusting creatures. My God, if you knew what was in that pillow. Ugh.
Well, also, when you put a regular pillow in the washer and dryer, you just end up with big lumps that you can never get rid of.
Throw the pillow out. Yeah,
and so that's the genius of my pillow. It comes out of the dryer, just a big fluff ball, just like it started right out of the package.
How much
that's my favorite part of it.
Most people don't replace their pillows every year. You should.
Yeah.
Unless you buy a MyPillow.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. Act now. Get yours, your four-pillow deal for the price of two to get a better night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Stop tossing and turning and get better rest with MyPillows. Buy them now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for 50% off. On the people's side of the talk countdown list prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, number one on the list, as usual, the President Donald Trump. Kim Jong-un is in the number two position. Lots of conversation. That's ongoing as well. Mr. Mueller is in number three slot. Gina Haspel, number four. Will she be confirmed or not? McCain is number five on the people list this week. Rudy Giuliani, number six, for obvious reasons. Stormy Daniels and her lawyer in the number seven position. In the eighth slot is Don Blankenship, the person who, for the most part, was the big loser in the West Virginia primary race. Number nine, the Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and his foolishness in New York. And LeBron James shows up as the number 10 person most discussed. That's the way it looks this week. The charts from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable now than you might think. Call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. According to a recent survey by Marcus by Goldman Sachs, half of homeowners who are planning for home improvements this year believe a new kitchen would most improve the value of their home when compared to a new bathroom, floors, or roofing. Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs and home renovation expert JoJo Fletcher shares her tips on what homeowners should consider when renovating their kitchen.
There are so many options when it comes to renovating your kitchen. If you're putting in new countertops, I recommend Quartz. It comes in a variety of beautiful finishes, it's very durable, and has a fresh, modern look. Like any other decision you make, explore all of your options when it comes to financing. If you're looking to borrow money and have good credit, a no-fee, fixed-interest rate home improvement loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs is a great option. Applying is easy, and you can see your loan offers in as little as 5 minutes.
For more information on home improvement loans, visit Marcus.com. That's MARCUS.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for the week of May 7th to the 11th. I'll start from the top at number one, the Iran nuclear deal, and are leaving that. Number two, the prisoners being released from North Korea. The situation in the Middle East is number three with Israel and Syria. The Trump-Russia investigation is number four in the countdown. Confirmation hearings and John McCain, there's a lot of talk about McCain on his own, but then his reference to Ms. Haspel and whether she should be there or not caused a lot of conversation. Stormy Daniels has been in the countdown now for several months, and she's at number six this week. West Virginia in the primary race there, number seven with the results. Number eight, Mr. Schneiderman in New York, alleged to be a creep. That'll be interesting to follow. Hawaii and what's happening with the volcano there. And at number 10, the usual focus on sports talk radio. That's it. I'm Doug Steffen. So now I've been thoroughly drubbed by my co-hosts who have said, what? What about all the rest of these stories? Everything has to do with Trump, whether it's Stormy Daniels, the Russians, John McCain, and the guy who is, or the lady to be appointed to the CIA, whatever it is, all that stuff. We've heard all those stories. So, Richie, thanks for doing a great job.
So, I'm Casey Kasem, and we're skipping the top 10 songs of the countdown. So, until
this is
next
American
week,
Idol rerun, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Reaching for the stars.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now here as we overview. I say we. I'm just sort of the leader of the band. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan has the awesome responsibility of going through the top five stories this week in the world of technology. Starting at number five, a focus on Amazon and yet another business that they want to be in.
Yes, Amazon is getting into the dog food business with a line of pet food called Wag, and it is available exclusively to Prime members. It launched this week. Comes in two sizes, 5 pounds for $12.99, 30 pounds for $44.99, and it has different flavors, chicken, beef, lentil, salmon. They're starting out with dry dog food. They're adding other products later, and this is part of their rapidly expanding private label line, which includes Amazon Basics. They have a bunch of household appliances and products and things like that. Other people make them. They slap the Amazon Basics label on them. They're actually really good products, though. They're very well priced, and they're highly rated. They also have Wickedly Prime food, stone and beam furniture, and Presto cleaning products. So now, essentially, in the same way that Amazon's purchase of Whole Foods forced prices down in supermarkets, Wag will intensify price competition among pet food retailers. Now, this is big business. Americans spent $32 billion last year on pet food. Yeah. And now they've Petco and PetSmart, those big box stores, they've been forced to come up with other strategies. Petco actually bought Chewy.com. And, or PetSmart, rather, bought Chewy.com, which is the service that I use, and they ship dog food and all kinds of things for a really reasonable amount. They made $3 billion off of Chewy last year. So Amazon sees how much money is there, and that's why they're now in the dog food business.
Yep. Number four this week, counting down to number one, is a focus on Instagram getting together with Spotify.
Yes, this is a very cool new partnership. Instagram and Spotify have announced a new function that allows for an easier way to share your song of the moment. So if you're on Instagram and you're listening to a playlist on Spotify and you decide, hey, I really love this song, I want to share it with my Instagram followers. In the past, you would have to take a screenshot of your phone from Spotify and then load it like a regular picture onto your Instagram story or on your Instagram page. Now, Spotify has a new button that says share to Instagram story. And while you're listening to Spotify, you can zoom that picture right over to Instagram, and your followers can just click on the link, and it takes you right to Spotify, and you can listen to the song. It's very, very seamless, and it's a great idea for both businesses. Most people start out with a Spotify free account and then switch over to a premium, so Spotify is really hoping to kind of ride the coattails of Instagram.
All right. Number three has to do with what we as a country, Americans in general, think about electric cars.
Yeah, AAA did a brand new survey, and one in five Americans say they are likely to buy an electric car for their next vehicle. And that's up from 15% who said that they were likely to buy a car, an electric car last year. And this right now, 0.72% of the market, that's very small, less than 1% makes of the current vehicle market in America is electric cars. So this would be a huge, huge leap if all these people do follow through on it. 80% of the people polled saying that they would buy an electric car. The number one reason was concern for the environment. The second reason, with 67%, was people cited lower operating costs. Electricity costs a lot less per mile than gasoline or diesel fuel, and electric cars cost a lot less to maintain because no oil changes and fewer parts.
All right. I don't know. I think I could have a conversation about that that would go on longer than we have time for. Number two, Hulu. Hula, hooray for Hulu.
Hulu is taking a page from Netflix, and they are finally, your favorite word, allowing for downloaded content. So during a big presentation this week at Madison Square Garden, Hulu, these presentations, whether it's Apple or Google, or they're turning into these stadium events now for nerds. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. But anyway, Hulu announced that they are offering downloadable shows and movies during the 2019 season, and so just like with Netflix, which is great for travel. You can download some movies and TV shows to your iPad or your iPhone. They haven't figured it out for laptops yet, but you can travel when you don't have Wi-Fi and you don't have access to the Internet. It's a great tool. It's been super popular among Netflix users, so obviously Hulu wanted to make sure that they jumped in on that bandwagon, and it's a smart move.
Number one, a focus on Google.
Yes.
Google. I love saying that. Google.
Google had another one of those nerd stadium events this week, and they said that their new software will focus on digital well-being. The biggest news, however, to come out of it is the new Google Assistant voice is John Legend's. So now you can have John Legend's voice with you all day, every day, and you can tell him what to do. And so a lot of people are very excited about that.
And where to go, if you like either or both of those things. All right, there they are, the wrap on the top five items from technology this week as to how they impact you. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.